Congress is considering legislation that could lead to a study on the viability of using only one pilot on cargo airplane flights. It's one very specific part of the much larger bill that would reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration. The House has given its approval, but the Senate is still in the process of writing its version. One group that is particularly unhappy and wondering whether it could lead to a slippery slope of either unpiloted cargo aircraft or passenger flights that have just one pilot is the Pilots Association. With me to talk about that is Captain Lee Collins. He is president of the Coalition of Airline Pilots Association. And Captain, let's talk about your specific safety concerns.
For some time now, there have been two major groups formed by the FAA and sponsored by groups affiliated with them to gather industry stakeholders together to look at this technology and find responsible ways of integrating that into the national airspace system. The process is moving forward. Many on the technology front feel it's moving too slowly because, of course, they're interested to get things going and make a lot of money. But what we have to be very careful about is when you put small drones into the national airspace system, they're going to be operating in and around airports. And when they're in and around airports where there are airliners, the possibility for collisions and unintended consequences are there. So despite our work over the last few years, we have yet to come to any conclusion and meaningful process forward on those small drones. Yet, people pushing the commercial airline application of unmanned aerial vehicles want to just leapfrog from here, where we are right now, with nothing in between, and go straight to this application. We believe the technology is not yet mature. The processes have not yet been identified. We do not yet have the ability to know just exactly where the push points and the difficult areas of operation will be. So we find it to be irresponsible asking NASA or anyone else to just begin thinking and contemplating this. I think another thing to take in mind and into consideration is that no one's really asked the American people how they feel about this. Airliners in and of themselves are designed to be flown by two pilots. We saw just 2 months ago with the accident that happened with Southwest Airlines and concluding in Philadelphia. When things go bad in airliners, it takes every bit of two human beings on that flight deck to recover an aircraft safely to the ground. And yet to think that we could do that somehow remotely from the ground using one in the cockpit, because we know that one is simply the bridge to none, and we just don't believe the time is yet right.
Based on what you've heard and based on what you've seen, why is this provision just simply not taken out of the bill?
There was language offered by Congressman Cartwright of Pennsylvania to do just that. And he was overruled by leadership in the House of Representatives. His language was not allowed in the bill. His language would have struck the 744 provision. Congressman Cartwright has now stepped forward, and thankfully so, including that very same language in the House Transportation Funding Bill that will come up later this year, we believe, and hopefully that will provide some bit of insurance that this doesn't happen yet again in the future.
To any extent, Lee, is it possible there is a misunderstanding of sorts about how difficult it is to keep airlines safe? Is there a feeling that that many people have become sort of numb to the idea because, thankfully, a huge, huge percentage of flights land safely?
Absolutely. I mean, think about back in the days when we were all growing up with respect to space flight. That was incredibly dangerous and incredibly difficult. But then more and more it just happened, and it seemed to be less, perceived to be less dangerous or safe beyond, you know, any measure that anything could go wrong. Yet then there were accidents that reminded us that every day we have to be very careful. Airlines are not safe by accident. Airlines are safe because a lot of people work very hard every day to the nth degree to ensure no mistakes and no accidents. We don't say, well, if we have one or two a year, that's a pretty good year. It's zero. Zero tolerance for lack of safety, zero tolerance for mistakes among flight deck crew members, maintenance crew members, cabin crew members, management across the board. Everyone has to work together to create this. And we do so happily because it's what we do. It is our livelihood. It is our profession. But I think most Americans do realize, and most of those who have talked to me in the last couple of months say, I have no intention of getting on an airliner that has no pilots or even one pilot up front, nor do I feel very good about just because a cargo airliner only has one pilot and no people in the back, that thing's flying over my home every night when I'm asleep, thinking that if something happens, it might not come, you know, through my neighborhood or through downtown in my city. We've just become accustomed to safety, yet it's always there. In a very short period of time, things can break with airliners, And the last line of safety, the last line of defense is always that two-pilot cockpit crew who can manually take that aircraft and, despite technology failing them, can recover that aircraft to the ground safely.
And finally, Captain Collins, we talked about how you mentioned the American people not having a chance to weigh in on this. When it comes to issues of safety in the greater sense, what about the Department of Homeland Security? Have they weighed in yet?
At some point, they're going to step forward and say, gentlemen and ladies, until the time comes that you can demonstrate to us sufficiently that the networks controlling these vehicles are unable to be hacked, are unable to be in any way interdicted by some foreign entity, a bad actor on the world stage, or someone just, you know, bent on ill will, who could then turn these things around and use them as weapons or otherwise, this isn't going to happen. And I think that's a responsible way for us to think about this, because look, at the end of the day, nobody thought 9/11 could happen. We talked about that for years prior to 9/11. Oh, we had great security systems. Then 9/11 happened, and we all were like, oh, they figured out how to beat the system. And we spent an awful lot of money protecting airliners with pilots in the cockpit who were trained to defeat terrorists breaching the door. We have strengthened the cockpit, everything we can do to protect airliners. And I think the Homeland Security people are going to stand forward, and they're going to say, every day this nation fights back attacks by folks from all over the world who are trying to, you know, get into our power grids. They have broken into all sorts of mainframes and caused all sorts of havoc. And it would almost be the Super Bowl of terrorism for somebody to sit there and say, let's find a way to hack or interdict the drone network and grab us a half a dozen airliners over the U.S. one night and then, see who we can hold hostage the next day. That is something I think that is a discussion that's going to have to start happening sooner rather than later so that people understand the stakes involved.
Captain Lee Collins is president of the 33,000-member Coalition of Airline Pilot Associations. Captain, thanks for the time.
Absolutely.